The massive shake-up of climate research at the CSIRO has drawn international condemnation, with thousands of climate scientists signing an open letter protesting against the changes. All up 60 positions will go at the CSIRO and 350 jobs will change, a plan that's drawn the ire of the World Meteorological Organization, which has made an unprecedented statement condemning the decision. But the CSIRO's chief, Larry Marshall, has told AM, despite the backlash, he hasn't been persuaded to reconsider the climate changes, and that there's so much emotion in the debate it's almost more like religion than science. He'll have the chance to go through his plan in greater detail when he fronts a Senate estimate hearing today. Here's National Science reporter Jake Sturmer.
It's organisational change attracting international fury.
I'm almost speechless.
That's Dr. Dave Carlson. He's the head of the World Meteorological Organization's Climate Research Program.
Normally, you know, as a UN agency, we would never intervene or interfere like this. But this is just, it's just so startling and so devastating that we really had to take a stand.
He's strongly critical of the CSIRO's plans to scale back its land, water, manufacturing, oceans and atmosphere divisions. The Oceans and Atmosphere team right now has 420 staff, but the CSIRO says about 65 positions will be cut as part of the process. Those cuts will largely affect climate measurement and modelling capabilities. Dr. Carlson again.
Climate is the most complex human challenge that we face. Creativity, intellectually, engineering-wide, to try and actually understand the combined biological, ecological, chemical, physical climate system, and then to build models to be able to predict, you know, what the impact is of what we're doing to it is at one of the premier human intellectual challenges and achievements. So this idea that it's something simple and something you turn it on and off and it's something that's done, it does leave us speechless. We're just sort of in awe at how much of a serious misunderstanding that is.
Dave Carlson isn't alone. These planned changes have drawn the condemnation of climate scientists around the world. Dr. Paul Durack is a former CSIRO oceanographer, now working in the United States. He's co-authored a letter urging the organisation to reconsider its changes.
We've had well over 2,500 independent responses. It's a really overwhelming but an unsurprising international response. There are some very profound and very distinguished scientists that are globally recognised that have signed up to this.
In 2014, the organisation's budget was cut by $110 million, and in the last 5 years, an average of 220 staff per year have taken redundancies. But these latest changes haven't been driven by government funding cuts. It's an organisational decision, and as a result, much of the condemnation has been directed at CEO Dr. Larry Marshall. He spent the week trying to clarify the changes, stressing that there won't be a net loss of jobs and that there will be a redirected focus on how to adapt and mitigate the impacts of climate change.
You know, Jake, I must admit, I feel a little bit like the early climate scientists in the 70s fighting against the oil lobby.
What makes you say that?
Well, I guess I had the realization that the climate lobby is perhaps more powerful than the energy lobby was back in the 70s, and the politics of climate. I think there's a lot of emotion in this debate. In fact, it almost sounds more like religion than science to me.
He says he hasn't been persuaded to reconsider the changes.
For that to happen, someone's going to have to convince me that measurement and modeling is far more important than mitigation. And at this point, you know, none of my leadership believe that. They believe quite the contrary, which of course is why we're driving in this direction.
A direction that's likely to be seriously scrutinised when Dr. Marshall fronts up at a Senate estimates hearing today.
National Science reporter Jake Sturmer with that report.